This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. In the show today, Rusty Halvorsen gets us caught up on the week's top news.
This past week, I had a chance to catch up with Kelly Thorne, a mom and a McKenzie County farmer and rancher, and also a member of the North Dakota Stockmen's Board, about the importance of responding to the U.S. Census.
I think it's incredibly impactful because this money, when we respond to the census, that is how our state funding comes about. You know, it's based on our household counts and stuff. So the money that we get directly here in North Dakota or even in your local communities is based upon our census count. And so some of those staggering numbers is, even if we had just 10% of people who haven't applied yet or filled out their count, you know, there's over 150,000 families, households that have not yet responded to the census. So even if we had just 10% of them go uncounted, we could risk losing about $725 million in federal funds over the next decade. So it really, I think we don't always take it as serious as we should, and we don't recognize until, wait, our roads aren't that good, or we need more funding for our schools, that, oh, I should have filled out the census when they encouraged me to.
The Census Bureau recently changing the timeline for self-response and census takers to knock on doors for those that have not responded. Any reason behind that move, do you think, Callie?
Yeah, from what I've heard, they kind of bumped up the date just because they actually have to have all of this, all these numbers turned into the federal government to the president by the end of the year. And so that's why we have that big deadline coming up of September 30th in order to have everybody counted.
The census is safe, it's easy, and it's confidential.
It is. I think people don't realize how quick it is to fill it out, you know, whether they did it online or they mailed in, or when somebody's stopping at your house, how quickly they can submit your information for you. And speaking of, when people are coming door to door, they will have an ID badge. They'll have an official ID with them that's got the Department of Commerce watermark and stuff. And even their vehicle, if they pull into your place, it'll have an official business notice that'll be on there. So it is quick, it's easy, it's safe. They're socially distancing and stuff, and so it's safe in many regards. But even sometimes people think in their mind, like, I don't want to share my private information. But it stays hidden for 72 years, I think, is how long it's hidden. You know, no, they're not sharing your information with other government agencies and things like that. It's simply to be able to disperse this federal funding where it should go. And that is all based on, of course, numbers, how many people are in your community, in your state, and so on.
Also this past week, we visited with the leader of Columbia Grain International about supplies of pulses and grains and safety regarding COVID-19 and the ongoing harvest season.
Jeff Van Pevenage, President and CEO of Columbia Grain International, LLC.
Okay, we are visiting on a Friday in late August, and first off, Jeff, if you could please, could you give our listeners just a little bit of a background on Columbia Grain International? You guys have been around since 1978, serving producers across the northern tier of the country. If you could, just a brief background on your company and how long you've been involved with CGI.
Columbia Grain was started in 1978 by a Japanese trading company called Marubeni, who wanted to make sure that they had access to high-quality U.S. grain for their markets and the rest of the Asian markets, starting with a facility at Central Ferry, Washington, and Great Falls, Montana, and an export terminal down here in Portland, Oregon. And we've continued to evolve, purchasing other companies, building other elevators throughout that footprint area of Washington, Idaho, Montana, and 12 years ago, moving further into North Dakota, purchasing the assets of AGP and Creek Grain so we could access more corn and soybeans for our export operations. And since about 1995, we purchased a company called Stegner Grain in the Pacific Northwest that had pulse handling operations. And as growers started to grow them more in the northern tiers of Montana, North Dakota, we continued to invest into pea and lentil processing, chickpea processing facilities, and have built the what we believe to be the largest supply line of peas, lentils, and chickpeas in the United States. So that's a major part of us. As well, we have built and started a joint venture with a company called Montana Specialty Mills, where we're about an 85% partner in that business. We have a non-GMO and organic canola crushing facility in Great Falls, Montana, and a mustard plant up in Conrad, Montana, and a joint venture with Berthold Farmers in Berthold, North Dakota as well.
Okay. Now, we are speaking during the pandemic, and as more folks are cooking at home, maybe more than often, fewer Americans eating out due to the pandemic, we've seen demand for plant-based proteins really skyrocket. Grocery stores have been empty at times of peas, beans, lentils, chickpeas, and it's not just a local problem. Around the globe, we've seen demand go up for all of those products too. Have growers responded to the increased demand for those products, such as lentils, chickpeas, beans?
Well, that's kind of a tough question, because there's mm-hmm. been other market factors that have made some changes. For instance, chickpeas.
Okay.
Chickpeas were well overproduced 3 years ago, and we're still working off large inventories of that product. And when I say overproduced, I mean the United States quadrupled its production of chickpeas, as well as the rest of the world. So the market for that has been down substantially. And I think what we have to be thankful for is that the pandemic did create more demand for those types of products. And so it has sped up the process of getting rid of that overproduction. But the market signals were still telling producers, don't grow more chickpeas. We have enough. And it'll be into next year, I think, before we start to see the markets evolve for chickpeas, that will signal growers, okay, it's okay to start expanding your acres slowly, please, this time, slowly. But certainly, I think in the spring, when the pandemic hit, we saw a lot of demand for lentils. There were places all over the world that needed to restock their warehouses. We were getting, please, you know, ship. We need to buy and have you ship this week because we're out. We got caught off guard. That gave the market enough of a bump that we got more acres in the ground than we had anticipated we would get in the ground. And luckily, we're going to find homes for all of it this year. I think the stocks in the United States, I'll just call it the North American lentil stocks, are going to be pretty well depleted by the end of this next marketing campaign that started here August 1st. Pea acres have been down to some degree, except for green pea acres are up. And that's going to be a bit of a challenge market-wise, because green peas really are a niche market. And when you increase the acres of those, it's more difficult to find additional homes for them at anything above yellow pea prices, because they really have to go into the feed market once the food market is full for them.
Okay. Now, CGI touches on multiple points across the food chain. One example, as I understand, specialty malt barley from Montana farmers to the craft brewing world. And also, speaking of Montana, CGI opening a new plant in Plentywood, Montana, late last year. How are things going along those two fronts?
Actually, really good. Yes, we're a part owner in a company called Montana Craft Malt down in Butte, Montana. That business has struggled a little bit because of the pandemic and the fact that restaurants and brew pubs are having a hard time being open, or getting at capacity. And frankly, you know, when you cancel most all of your sporting events to crowds, that's a huge drop in the consumption of beer and alcohol. So that business is struggling at this point in time. And I can tell you that Montana producers of malt barley, they're still holding 2019 crop. And I'm not sure that a lot of 2020 crop is going to move this year either, because the world really needs a bump in demand for beer in order to get some of this malt barley through the process. As far as the new plant that we opened up in Plentywood, which is just a phenomenally built and designed and engineered plant with really good and fast processing capacity, I can only say thank goodness we got it done and operating in December, because of the demand that we've had for these products. That plant has allowed us to keep up with the processing to cover the demand for that. And it's going to provide a really good home for farmers in that northwest North Dakota, northeast Montana area. One of the problems that the pulse market has fought with in the last couple of years is the fact that India over time has bought a lot of uncleaned product. And so you can ship a lot of thresher product, and it makes the process of getting homes for the production easier. But India has become more of a self-subsistence market, and they're growing enough of their own product that we haven't been exporting that much to India. As well, they're requiring it to be cleaner because of weed seed and phytosanitary certificate issues. So by us adding the processing capacity, and we added enough for about 3.5 million bushels of pulses to be processed there annually, that helps us be able to service the markets that take that high-quality cleaned, bagged, and or cleaned bulk product. That's providing more homes for growers who want to grow these products and more markets for those people. So that's been, I really had a smiling face over that investment and how that part of our business is going.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we are facing challenging times, and CGI, like many different organizations and companies, taking safety first when we talk about not only COVID-19 and CDC guidelines, but also just harvest safety in general. And what are you doing, Jeff? What's CGI doing? Some of the steps that we're taking in these new normal times to keep everybody safe and still supporting all the growers out there?
Well, it certainly we... As a management of this company, we were faced with some dilemmas. This disease is a ghost. You're fighting a ghost. You don't know where it's at, how it's going to affect people.
Yeah, invisible. And yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And so, and not a lot of knowledge on it either. And we operate in many different areas. I can tell you that, you know, here in Portland metro area, there's a lot of cause for concern. I would go to Montana, and you know, there was really a feeling of people didn't know it existed because the case level is so low. But when it all came out originally, you know, we had a lot of decisions to make. How do we operate? And we need to keep operating, right? People eat 365 days a year. We have to keep the food supply lines going. So we have to try to protect our employees. Mm-hmm. We have to try to protect our customers so that we can keep the supply chain moving. So a few things that we did, it coincided with a product that we call Frontier, which is a online data source that growers are able to log into and can have access to their contracts. They can have access to their delivery sheets. They know where they're at as far as what they have delivered and what they owe to us, and not have to come into our offices and discuss that with our support personnel. So that is a way to keep the social distancing yet still have access to your information. We also started not allowing customers to get out of their truck. We have our people unloading the trucks. We've kept our offices off the grid for producers. You know, go back to the old system, deal with us by email or by phone rather than coming into the office, so that we just have that separation and social distance. We don't take a chance of infecting our employees with the virus, and we're able to stay open. And, you know, luckily across our system, we've only had one positive case so far. We've had some people sick but never tested positive, and we have not had to close any facilities down. We've been managed to keep running all the time, and that's been very important to us.
Yeah, that's wonderful news. Wonderful. Is there anything else, Jeff? Any last thoughts you'd like to add? I've enjoyed our visit so far. You've done a really good job. Any final thoughts?
In addition to the safety of the disease, but you know, let's talk a little bit about safety of operating on a farm and operating in a grain elevator.
Yeah,
and you know, you see a lot about accidents. We've seen last year was a very quality concerned year with corn, for instance. And I know up in your guys' area, there were, I think, at least three or four cases of farmers who were actually killed in their grain bin.
Yeah, crusted grain in the bin. Yep.
Yes. And that's a, you know, entering into any grain bin is really, really dangerous. And I know Columbia Grain, you know, we unfortunately had a death in one of our grain bins. It was one of the worst days of my life getting that call. Mm. And we've spent a lot of time on our safety since then. We've really increased our focus on it. We also sponsored a movie called Silo, which is a story about farmers getting caught in their grain bin.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Yes,
you know, and we want to raise farmers' awareness to the danger around those bins, as well as our own employees' awareness of the danger. So, you know, that's the season we're in, where there's a lot of work going on around filling bins and unloading bins today. And I just would like to add and ask that both farmers and our employees really take safety serious in their operations. We want everybody to go home safe to their families every night.
That's what's happening in agriculture. I'm Rusty Halverson.
This has been the American Ag Network Week in Review. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.